And we move now from 20th century icon Jane Fonda to another new book about an event in the 19th century that helped define America. Slate's Daniel Gross has this review of a work that explains why we should all give a tip of the hat to the Erie Canal.
Peter Bernstein's book, Wedding of the Waters, The Erie Canal and the Making of a Great Nation, is devoted to a stagnant, 4-foot-deep ditch that has long since fallen into disuse. But Bernstein argues, convincingly, that the muddy aqueduct was perhaps the greatest and most economically effective public works project in American history. In the early 19th century, canals were one of the many crucial pieces of economic infrastructure, like a banking system, industries, capital markets, that Europe had and we didn't. In New York, connecting the mighty Hudson River with Lake Erie became a popular cause, especially among merchants in the small island that stood at the point where the Hudson flowed into the Atlantic, New York City. Momentum grew with the political intervention of DeWitt Clinton, the legendary New York mayor and governor. For more than 8 years, $12-per-month laborers, assisted by horses and blasting powder from E.I. DuPont, battled the weather and the mosquitoes. The lavish 1825 opening ceremonies lasted 9 days. A flotilla led by Clinton proceeded through the canal to the Hudson River. It included a Noah's Ark, a boat carrying a bear, a pair of eagles, 2 fawns, and 2 Indian boys. The Erie Canal was an engineering triumph, to be sure, but Bernstein notes that it was also an economic triumph. This was one of the first great American examples of network effects, later seen with the telegraph, telephone, and ultimately the Internet. Connecting more and more people through a system makes the individuals more productive and capable, and makes the network itself a powerful economic force. Clinton's Ditch, as it was known, turned canal towns into seaports, the Hudson Valley into an industrial zone, and the Midwest into a breadbasket. Oddly, Bernstein shies away from the greatest and seemingly most obvious historical lesson of the Erie Canal: the need for direct government involvement in building the expensive commercial arteries that have been so vital for economic growth. Left entirely to its own devices, the private sector likely never would have produced the Erie Canal, the railroads, the interstate highway system, or even the Internet. Today, what's left of the Erie Canal meanders largely unused through an upstate New York that has been bypassed by the last several economic booms. The canal's economic utility seems so minute that the development rights to the shore were sold to a politically connected developer for a mere $30,000, a sad fate for the creation that French economist Michel Chevalier in 1835 described as simple as a work of art, prodigious as an economic artery.
The book is Wedding of the Waters, The Erie Canal and the Making of a Great Nation. Daniel Gross writes the Moneybox column for Slate.